Hello. Hi everyone, welcome back to the Change Your Mind podcast, where we explore personal development, spirituality, and science. I'm your host, Chris Ashley. I'm so excited for my conversation today. I have a phenomenal guest. We are going to get into all the things. But first, a couple quick announcements. Head over to the links in the show notes. You're going to find a link to my book, Change Your Mind to Change Your Reality. It was endorsed by three people who were in The Secret: Bob Doyle, Marcy Shimoff, Michael Beckwith. It was also endorsed by John Gray, who wrote Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, Anita Morjani. It's available in paperback, ebook, audiobook. Also in the show notes, you'll find ways to sponsor the podcast. You'll find ways to connect with me on social media, to take my courses, to get some free downloads. So there's a lot there. And you will also find ways to connect with my amazing guest. And as always, this show is part of the Los Angeles Tribune Podcast Network. We are doing some phenomenal things in the personal development sphere. All the other podcasts are amazing. Go check them out. And speaking of which, I met my guest today at a LA Tribune event. So, what if the one thing keeping you stuck is the way you think? Welcome to Change Your Mind with Chris Ashley, the podcast where science meets spirituality and mindset becomes your most powerful tool for transformation. I'm Chris Ashley, author of Change Your Mind to Change Your Reality, trainer, speaker, and lifelong seeker. For years, I battled trauma, depression, anger, chronic illness, low self-worth, and the weight of old stories. Until I discovered how to rewire my mind, reconnect with my divine nature, and consciously create a new reality from the inside out. This show is here to help you do the same. Each week, we explore the intersection of personal development, spirituality, and science. Diving into topics like healing, emotional mastery, entrepreneurship, resilience, and the quantum nature of reality. You'll hear powerful stories, gain practical tools, and real conversations that will help you change your perspective, get unshakable confidence, and live the vision your soul has always known is possible. Whether you're navigating a major life shift, building your dream business, or seeking deep healing and alignment, you're in the right place. So if you're ready to break through, take back your power, and create a life on your terms, this is your moment. Let's break free from the patterns that hold us back, awaken to who we truly are, and rise. Your transformation starts now. With me today, I'm so excited to have Christine Genovese. Did I pronounce your last name correctly, by the way?
You know what? If you want to put a little accent, that's totally fine.
Is it Genovese, really, usually?
Yeah, I say Christine Genovese, but you're allowed to say it however you want.
It's just a little fancy. Okay.
I love it.
Cool. And Christine is a conscious leadership executive, wellness enthusiast, and newly initiated spiritual gangster, helping transform fellow healers, coaches, healthcare professionals into empowered holistic heroes who are having a big impact on making the world healthy in all the ways. So welcome, Christine. I'm so happy you're here with me.
Oh, Chris, I am so honored. I am so glad that we connected at the LA Tribune event and that you're giving me the opportunity to talk to your listeners. I'm thrilled to be here.
Amazing. I'm so thrilled that you're here too. And the night I met you, we were just talking about this in the green room, you launched your book. So do you want to just share what the book is called really quick and then we'll get into it?
Absolutely. My book is called Healing Through Soul Intelligence, which is probably going to be the basis of our conversation. It's certainly where, you know, science and spirituality meet. And I know those are two of your amazing topics that you cover on your podcast. So I'm delighted to bring my version to your listeners.
Awesome. So I always start all of my episodes off the same way. And that is by asking my guests, what is their origin story? So what is it that put you on this path to want to write this book and become this newly initiated spiritual gangster?
Well, I have to tell you, I do come by the name Spiritual Gangster, honestly. You know, my last name is Genovese. And believe it or not, my great, great uncle was Uncle Vito Genovese, who was truly one of the head of the five crime families in New York City. So I do come by that spiritual gangster name, really honestly. So I'm trying to bring the goodness to that name, okay?
That's really funny.
I know, isn't that? But so my great-grandmother was Vita Genovese, his sister. So anyway, what's really interesting, there's actually a movie coming out soon with Robert De Niro called Alto Nights, where he's going to play Vito Genovese. Do you believe it?
It's oh my gosh. So he was like a famous head of, wow.
So anyway, yeah, totally cool. But how did I come doing this? I wasn't involved. Okay. So this is, I'm far removed from those activities, but I actually was a corporate turnaround specialist for most of my career, primarily in higher education. And my origin story comes from March 12th of 2020, when the world went crazy. I was on year one of a planned 3-year turnaround. And I thought, you know, I was doing a great job because I had just gotten a performance bonus. And, you know, I had told my boss my concerns that we weren't hiring enough people in the fourth quarter in order to convert the marketing leads that we would have in the first quarter. And if we didn't hire people, we probably, you know, we're going to waste money on that marketing. Well, we had prepared our board deck and we were about to go into the board meeting on Monday. This was a Thursday. And I got a phone call that my services were no longer needed. I was like, what? I'd never been fired in my entire career, ever. I've always met or exceeded expectations. I'm like, wait a minute, this is bizarre. So I texted my boss, the COO, and I said, I just got fired. He goes, me too. I'm like, what? So what happened? I'll give you the backstory. The CEO took our board deck, went into the board meeting on Monday, and said we didn't hire enough people, when he was the one telling my boss we couldn't hire anybody and to hold the line on expenses through the end of the year. And he went on a hiring spree. Now, karma does come into play. Unfortunately, the company no longer exists because he ran it into the ground since exiting my COO and myself, which is a shame. But what that did was the divine literally plucked me out of corporate America and said, okay, that's enough of your zone of excellence. It's time for you to step into your zone of genius. And so I had a good 7-month window to really go within and to pray and to meditate and to really think about, I got great advice. What is it you really want to do with the rest of your life? Right. And so being in my 50s, I was like, oh, this is a perfect opportunity for me to go, okay, what do I really want to do? And what I felt called to do was to bring this method forth, the Soul Intelligence Method, which is a method of holistic healing. And it actually helps move energy up and out of the body. And so whether that's stuck emotion, unresolved trauma, negative energies, emotions, and thoughts, self-limiting beliefs, all that stuff, it's a method that allows me to really get into our subconscious where all that stuff resides, and help shift it in a painless way.
Amazing. So I love that story because the universe will guide us on our path, right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes if we're not walking the path we're meant to, it'll be like, I'm going to give you a little push out of your comfort zone, right? And like we were just saying before we turned record on, like sometimes it takes something breaking and falling apart for something amazing to come together. So how did you come up with this healing modality, or did you come up with it? Like, what's the story there?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'll give you a little more universal confirmation. So yeah. I went to an astrologer, you know, many months past, you know, when this happened to me. And I just said, out of curiosity, what did you see happen in my chart, March 12th of 2020? And she goes, oh, that's easy. You went from 29 degrees of working for someone else to 0 degrees of working for yourself. I was like, what? Oh my gosh. You want to talk about confirmation, right?
That gave me goosebumps. That's cool.
I know. So I was like, okay, well, obviously I'm doing what I'm meant to do now. Yeah. In terms of like, how did I get going with this method? I had learned a method that uses a book of charts and a pendulum a number of years ago, about 20 years ago. And it was called spiritual response therapy. So I got the gist of like how to use a pendulum and how to use charts, but the charts never felt, they didn't completely resonate with me. They were very religious based, like Baptist kind of strict. And so that was sort of the genesis for me to create my own method. And so then I did a lot of, prayer and meditation and feel like, you know, it was actually given to me. And I guess the best way for me to describe it is it's almost like I was remembering how to do something. That's the best way for me to describe how the process went. So it was building the different charts, like negative energies, emotions, and thoughts, building physical charts, the body system charts, you know, because we hold energy in lots of places. You know, self-limiting beliefs, kind of my, you know, background and experience of coaching and development. So kind of put all of those parts and pieces together to where I now have a book of 30 charts, along with, you know, definitions of different patterns or archetypes that people might experience, that develop, that, you know, make up the method.
Super cool. So did you have like any kind of background in like energy healing or like human anatomy or like anything that fed into this? Or was it like you got downloaded and you knew this in a past life kind of thing?
Oh my goodness. That is an incredible question. So I guess the best part for me to kind of talk about is I realized in my 40s that I had this ability to shift energy, but I hadn't ever talked about it with anybody. And so I remember being on this trip with my mom to St. Augustine. And St. Augustine is this cool historic town in Florida that's like the oldest city. So it's known for, you know, being haunted in essence, you know, kind of like Savannah.
Cool.
And I remember she and I walked into this old jail and we were only in there for a few minutes. And I was like, oh, I got to get out of here. She goes, I'm getting a headache. I got to get out of here. So we both walked out and I said, how do you feel? She goes, a little better, but I still have this headache. I don't feel right. And I said, okay, mom, why don't you sit down with me on this bench? And so I held her hand and I just said, close your eyes for a minute. And we both closed our eyes and I just did what I know how to do, which is to shift the energy up and off our heads and back to be transmuted to the divine. Because once energy is created, it's got to go somewhere, right? So wherever it needs to go, but not on our heads. And then I turned and looked at her. I go, so how do you feel? She goes, I feel much better. I go, we probably ought to talk, because my mom and I had never talked about energy. My mom was a laboratory. She ran a hospital laboratory, so super scientific. And she shared with me when she was a little girl, she saw things. She saw when somebody was going to die, like she would know. Wow. And it scared her. And so she asked to have her gift shut down. She was also raised Catholic, so she was totally afraid that that was like not something she should be pursuing. So we never talked about it. So here I am in my 40s, a 40-year-old grown woman, grown kids, you know, and I'm like just telling my mom, hey, I think I have this ability to do this. So I kind of knew I had, you know, a gift to be able to share, but I didn't know how to channel it.
That's really cool. And that's so cool that your mom had one too. Did she ever get the gift turned back on after you talked or no?
Well, it's really interesting. I talked to her. My dad passed away about 3 years ago in January, oddly enough. And, you know, at that time I said, look, mom, he's trying to talk to you. Like I can, my first sense is clairsentient. I feel. So I'm super, you know, as most energy workers are, very empathic, right? We feel energy. So I could tell he's trying to get her attention. He's blinking lights. He's knocking. He's doing, I'm like, mom, you know, he's trying to get your attention. So I used my method to kind of translate the message. And I said, don't you want to turn your gifts back on? Like now, maybe now that you no longer work or whatever. And she's like, well, maybe, maybe I'll be open to it. So I think she's opened it a little bit. But again, I don't think it's something that she feels is missing. She just felt like, you can do that work. You can let me know what I need to know. So she hasn't really turned it back on. But I mean, people do get scared sometimes by their gifts, you know, depending on what they are.
Totally. I think I've had more guests on this podcast who have a story of like, oh, I got so scared, so I shut it off for years and years and years, and then I kind of turned it back on. Because yeah, it can be scary because it's not talked about in the mainstream, but I think we all have these abilities. It's just some people are more like open or turned on or whatever it is.
And just like any skill sets, right? Like sometimes we're like more clairvoyant. We see, sometimes more clairaudient. We hear, sometimes clairsentient. We feel, or that inner knowing, the claircognizance. Everybody has the clairs, but it's kind of like a skill set. Like you might be better at drawing than I am, you know, like it's kind of like that. So for me, I feel, and like, you know, when I know something's true, I get the chills, you know, you get the, yep, absolutely. I got confirmation. And I think our guides or angels, those on the other side that are supporting us, nudge us in different ways.
Totally. Like yours nudged you away from your job, right?
Holy
Well, they didn't really give you a chance. They shoved you away from your job.
You know what? But the truth is, unless something like that had happened, I would probably have still been there. Right.
Yeah.
Because my nature is to help and to want to change and to shift. And, you know, so, you know, in that old role, I was really figuring out what underlying patterns weren't working, you know, what people, processes, or technology needed to shift. What were those underlying energies that needed to shift, because where two or more are gathered, there's an energy field. So there's an energy field around a couple, a family, like a team, you know, a division, a company. There are themes and energy that people are tied to that you can work with my method and actually shift that to help the collective. You know, we also know that when we heal as individuals, there's this butterfly effect. You can help others just by helping you, not even just close in your circle, but like on the other side of the world, and we'd never even know it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and quantum physics even backs that up. Like, we are all connected. Like, what one person does on one side of the world totally affects what someone does on the other side. Because we're all the same, right? We're all one of the same. So Yeah, exactly. We're all energy. So tell me a little bit more about how your method works. Like, how do you do it on someone?
Well, the cool thing is, all somebody has to do is receive. Which means you just have to show up to a Zoom. As a matter of fact, you know, because I started using my method as part of a coaching program, you know, because I was like, okay, what am I going to do now? So I just started to do executive coaching and leadership coaching. And as part of my program with the leadership coaches, I would give three in one-on-one sessions. So in the beginning, I would do a basic assessment with them. I would do a midway point in the program, and it was about a three-month course. And then at the end, they'd gotten to know me, right? And so I would give them a choice at the end for their one-on-one. And I would say, would you like to do a traditional coaching session? Or you want to take a risk walk with me and do a soul intelligence session where we can get to the real root of what's going on in your life and why it's showing up at work.
Is that even a choice?
Well, good news is everybody picked the soul intelligence session, right? So it gave me an opportunity to really use that method. Now, primarily where I use it now is with healthcare providers, like functional medicine doctors, integrated medicine doctors, holistic healers, so that somebody can heal completely. Because basically it works, right? This is quantum physics, to your point. And emotion is supposed to be energy in motion. Mm-hmm. And when energy gets stuck, okay, it's not in motion anymore. That's when it pools and it causes dis-ease within the body, or a dissonance in your frequency, or dysfunction in the body. And it's your body telling you what's wrong. Something's out of whack. Something's out of alignment. You have to address it. And you typically go to a doctor. And we know when we go to the doctor, right, we're talking to them about what's going on at home, you know, what's going on with my kids, what's going on at work. It's all the other stressors and lifestyle. And things that are going on in our lives that are really affecting our overall health and well-being. And so if we don't start inside and shift what's going on inside, we're not going to be able to shift what's showing up in the body or externally. So really that's it, you know, how the basis of the method is really shifting energy up and out in a very painless way. So it allows me to get to that subconscious mind where 90% of our activity happens, right? We know 5% of our mind does all that thinking, strategizing, calculating, figuring, but 95% is literally what's running the show most of the time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I couldn't agree more about energy being stuck in the subconscious. So when someone comes to get a session, are they like, hey, I'm dealing with this specific issue, and then you help to clear it? Or do you just like do a kind of body work session on them and you're like, oh, there's energy stuck here, so I'm going to clear that, and then that kind of fixes the issue?
Well, the answer is yes. It really depends. You know, sometimes when I'm working with someone and they've just met me for the first time and they want to experience it, I usually say, would you like to just do whatever's in your best and highest good? And they're like, yeah, let's do that. You know, sometimes people go, listen, I'm really struggling with this issue, like imposter syndrome. Can we work on that? Sure. You know, so it's really truly up to the individual. Sometimes I'm working on relationship issues. Sometimes it's physical issues. Sometimes it's the energetic component that's contributing to the physical issue. You know, this is a bioenergetic method, meaning, you know, when you're physically not feeling well, mentally and emotionally, you're not doing great either, right? And vice versa. So this can really work on shifting that internal condition.
So if someone's like, I just want to work on my best and highest good, and you're clearing energy, can you kind of tell like what that blocked energy is like doing? Like, can you tell what their symptoms have been?
Yeah, it's really kind of crazy. Like, I can also tell like which organs are holding it sometimes, right? That's because cool. or chakras, like your major energy centers. I'm sure you're mm-hmm. familiar with those. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we're holding it there. And it's really interesting to kind of look to see when someone's having a problem physically, what are some of the other emotional components that have probably led to that, you know? So for example, for me, I had cured my own cervical cancer, which sounds absolutely crazy and bizarre. But having been in, corporate America for a very, very long time, I was taught, right, there's no crying in baseball, right? Like the Tom Hanks movie. You're not allowed to show emotion. Stuff that down. And so I adopted like very male behaviors, right? In how I spoke and how I conducted myself, because that's what was valued, right? That's what I had to conform to. I literally grew up during the glass ceiling age, right? And so I stuffed everything female down. I was like, I was like, oh, being a woman is weak. There's no crying. I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to be this, you know, robot and just carry out the orders and do what I'm supposed to do. And so I stuffed everything down to such a point that I went to my OBGYN and she's like, look, you've got a number of cells that are, you know, that look cancerous. So she did the in-office biopsy and came back and she said, there are too many cultures that we took that have too many bad cells. We need to go to the hospital and do a conical biopsy. I was like, what?
Wow.
Yeah. So then I had to go to the hospital and they had to put me under and do a conical biopsy. But between the time I was in her office and the time the biopsy was scheduled, I was like, all right, we're pulling out all the stops. This is not going to happen. I'm going to get to the root cause. What's nice. Going on? Right. So I called every healer I knew, every girlfriend I knew, anybody that was like into energy work and natural healing. And I said, okay, here's what's going on. And I had one person tell me, well, you're not embracing your divine feminine. I go, well, what the heck does that mean? Do I need to grow my hair long? Do I got to wear dresses? Do I got to dance? What is that? You know? Totally. So I didn't understand that I had been devaluing myself as a woman, not embracing the strength of some female goddesses like Isis or Sekhmet or, you know, Kali. Like these are incredibly powerful women leaders, and really did research like, wow, there'd been so many impressive female leaders. As a matter of fact, we used to be mostly ruled by women. And I was like, wow, this is incredible. So it was about embracing that divine feminine and respecting that I'm a woman and enjoying the fact that I'm a woman and that I can operate, you know, in my divine feminine and my divine masculine in balance. And so I had another girlfriend and healer who did some, what I would call energetic acupuncture, and another body worker who told me, look, between the time, she goes, by the time you go get the conical biopsy done, it's going to be gone. And I went, okay, you're right. So I kept going. It's gone. I have healthy, happy cells. It's gone. I went and got the biopsy done. And my OBGYN, I'll never forget her face. She came out and she just looked at me completely confused. And she goes, it's gone. I guess we must have cut it all out. I'm like, I guess we did. You know, I'm sure there was stuff in the physical, but I think I had to get to that underlying energetic root cause to heal completely. And thank goodness I haven't had an issue since. And that was quite some time ago, well before I brought the method forth. So just kind of my own experience of working in energy.
Yeah. I mean, that's amazing. I love that story. That's amazing. Thanks for sharing it. And it really does go to show like everything starts in like our energy field, right? First, before it comes into the physical. And usually if it comes into the physical, it's been going on for quite some time, right? And then absolutely. Our symptoms are our body's way of being like, hey, there's a thing over here you need to pay attention to, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so walk me through how your method actually works. Like, yeah, I know you said pendulum and charts, but I want to get like a clear vision of how it works.
So we would set up a Zoom, kind of like we're doing right now. And I would set up a sacred space, meaning, you know, making sure that you're protected, I'm protected, that anytime I shift anything, that it's going to go back, the intention's to go back to the divine for transmutation into love or light, so that it doesn't stick. Because everybody and everything is energy, right? We're these protons, neutrons, electrons, all vibrating in a you know, this energetic field, which is why we attract energies. Sometimes we attract things that aren't even ours that are stuck in our field that cause us trouble. So we want to make sure that when we're clearing stuff, that the energy is clear and that we're in a good space. So that's the first thing I do. Then typically I say, you know, a prayer in addition for protection. I'm a big believer that, you know, prayer is sending out the request and meditation is listening for the answers. And I love that they both work hand in hand. And then I start the session, and the session is really setting the intention of if we're clearing something for somebody's best and highest good. And then I have a table of contents on the first page of my chart, and I hold the pendulum over it and I go, okay, where do we go from here? So it might be shifting lower force energies out. It could be shifting negative energies, emotions out. If I'm working for somebody in more of a corporate setting, a work setting, I have a career and work chart. But sometimes our relationships get reflected at work, right? You know, if you have a pattern, sometimes people, you know, have a repeating pattern in their life. One of the things I write about in my book is the narcissistic pattern, you know, being an empath and working for a lot of narcissists or even marrying narcissists in my life. How does that show up for me, and how can I shift that? You know, but I've got charts on archetypes and patterns that show up. And when the archetypes are clear, they support us in our life, as opposed to, you know, when they're in shadow, they can be challenging. So looking for all of those cool things. And it's really just each person, it's individual. I do group sessions sometimes. So once a month, I think it's the first Wednesday of the month, I typically do a free session, group session, and I'll do it around a theme. So, you know, the beginning of the year, right? It's like anything we want to shift and not hold on to in 2024 that we want to leave behind in 2025. And I'll do that for a group so that I'm shifting it collectively for people that show up, that watch live, or they listen to it later. So you can do things on themes as well.
Very cool. And what's the like thought behind the pendulum? Is it that like source energy is coming in, your higher self? Like, what is that?
Well, when I set it up, you know, when I set up my sacred space, I ask to connect to the divine. I ask that anybody that looks out for me on the other side is present and available, and for you. And then I ask, you know, that my ego is at zero so that the information that's coming through is pure and aligned. And I do connect with my high self and your high self. So I believe it is divine information that's kind of coming through me and coming through the pendulum. And I use a pendulum because my charts are really detailed. So I need a really skinny pendulum to be able to see which, we'll call it a pie slice on my chart, is being called to be shifted.
So is it like where the pendulum swings to or where it stops? Or like, I've never used a pendulum for that purpose.
Yeah, it's actually where it swings to. The way, you know, when I'm teaching people the course, because that's really what I'm drawn to do. I want more people to learn this method. I do have an online course for people. And I would love this to become like, you know, like Reiki, like everybody wanting to do it and
like
learn
the body code or something.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So that's really what my higher calling is to teach more people how to do it, which is why I'm bringing it to functional medicine and wellness centers in particular. But anybody who has an interest in healing can learn. But the pendulum itself is so that we'll program the pendulum in the beginning. You know, that's one of the first things we teach people, is to trust the information that's coming through. Mm-hmm. And then you learn, how do your guides or how does the divine come through you to tell you the information? For me, I know if it's swinging really long, it's the outer ring on a chart, versus if it swings really tight, it's the inner ring on a chart. So it just really depends on how the information comes through. And typically when I'm doing a clearing circle and I'm saying a prayer, it goes clockwise. So if something happens where it swings counterclockwise or swings wildly, I go, uh-oh, there's like a blocker interference. Let me clear that first. So I think it's just getting comfortable with how the information comes to you.
Super fascinating. And do you like do any movement to get it started, or does it just kind of start on its own?
You can do it either way. Mine will start on its own because that's I've cool. been doing it for so long. Yeah, I know. It's really kind of wild, right? But I think it's just because I'm used to working with the energy. It just comes through me naturally.
And then when you're actually clearing the energy, is like, what does that feel like for you? How are you, like, how would you describe that?
So for me, typically I will, you know, I'm serving in essence like a channel, you know, so it flows through me and out a lot of times. And, I can sometimes sense when the person is feeling lighter or uncomfortable, and I'll ask, you know, like sometimes I'll feel things. If a presence has come in, the way my high self works with me and the divine works with me is I'll feel like a pressure on my head. So I don't know if, you know, like a baby has a soft spot on their head, and then it closes up over time. I feel like that's their way of letting me know, hey, I'm here. You know, it kind of blocks my connection to the divine in essence. And so I know, oh, there's a message for somebody or somebody's here. So then I'll use the chart to figure out who that person might be and then ask if there's a message and be able to channel that message by using the charts. So that'll happen occasionally. And sometimes, you know, I will feel things getting lighter. You know, typically when people are like shifting this stuff, like you kind of feel the energy shift and sometimes the room will get brighter. It really just depends, you know, it depends on the individual, but there's lots of cool stuff that happens.
That's really cool. And when you're teaching other people to do this, like I imagine like teaching the pendulum is easy, but are you able to teach them how to actually clear energy for people?
Oh yeah. That's the fascinating part. Yeah. I know you want to learn. It's so in, Chris. I would love to teach you.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I was going to ask if you wanted to even just do a little demo, because I think it's so, anytime there's like a tarot reader or any kind of energy healer, I ask them to do a little demo on me, because then people get to see it in real life and be like, ooh, that's cool. I want one of those. So if you're up for it.
Yeah, I would love to. I would love to do a demo for you and to share. You want to do it now?
Yeah.
Like we're in it. We're doing it.
Yeah, we're in it. If you're up for it.
Oh, goodness gracious. Okay. Yeah. Well, let's bring it.
See, and listeners, this isn't pre-planned.
All right. So here's my book of charts, Soul Intelligence. Cool. Okay.
I like your symbol in the O.
Thank you. Yeah. It's a sacred geometry symbol. And I have that all over my website. And there is information about if somebody is interested in a session on how we'd be able to do that. All right. So we're going to see. Chris is doing it live and in person.
I know.
And
let's see your pendulum.
Okay. Well, this is one, but you can
see. Oh, it's pretty.
Yeah. So it's a crystal.
I have a very similar necklace. Okay.
See, there you go. So it's a clear crystal. And for me, the pendulum has to be shorter because I'm going to be holding it over a book of charts. So I don't want it really longer than a pen. Sometimes you have like really long ones that you'll see out there and that your arm's going to get really tired holding it over a bunch of books. So, all right, I'm going to put my glasses on. Okay. I'm just going to ask that for this few moments that in the beginning, if you would just maybe close your eyes with me and go within. You feel good? Even though we're recording?
I feel good.
Okay, awesome. All right, so we're just going to close our eyes and take a few deep breaths. Just breathe into the center of your being, into that divine spark of white light. That eternal part of you. And with every breath, I encourage you to see that start to glow and grow and expand. See it move beyond your chest, taking up your torso, going from the top of the head to below your feet. Allow that energy to move beyond your physical body. Really take up space in the room. Let that serve as a reminder of what an incredible spiritual being you are, having a human experience. We call all that energy back into our physical 3D body and see it form a column of light going up your spine, from your root to your hips, your stomach, your heart, your throat, going between your eyebrow center and your crown. Allow that light to move beyond the top of your head as the sun and the stars and the clouds and the moon, going all the way to the center of the universe, connecting with the divine of all that is. Merging with that light and bringing that light all the way back down. Allow that to go through your body, down through your feet, connecting you to Mother Earth, Gaia, the divine of all that is on here on the 3D Earth plane. Going through the sand and the dirt and the rocks and the rivers, the oceans, Middle Earth and the core, dropping that grounding cord, pulling all that wonderful earth energy back up through your feet and allow it to commingle in your heart. Feeling fully supported both above and below, Let's pray. Individually and collectively, let us connect with the divine Mother, Father, God, Goddess, source of all that is. I ask that we each connect to our individual soul presence, our higher selves, our true original spark of divine within each of us, the I am all that I am presence. I humbly request that all of our spiritual teams of guides and guardian angels, archangels, ascended masters, ancient ones, wise ones, shamans, elders, star beings, all those on the other side, other dimensions, who guide and protect us to be on hand and present at this time. I also ask that we be connected to Mother Nature, Gaia, the nature spirits, the Fae, the Deimos, the crystal plant and animal kingdoms, the four directions, and the elements of earth, fire, water, air, and ether. Together we acknowledge that we are each powerful spiritual beings expressing in human form. We know we are whole and perfect expressions of the divine, and we now accept healing for our physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies, and so it is. Amen. The divine and I are one. Please connect to high self and prepare to guide. Please put a triple light shield of unconditional love and light around Christine Genovese. Please put a triple light shield of unconditional love and light around Chris Ashley. Please put a triple light shield of unconditional love and light around Christine and Chris. Can I, may I, should I do this session? Is it in her best and highest good? Is it in mine? Show me how my soul's in my body. My soul's in her body. Where's my ego? Please clear, heal, seal, close, and block with love and light any and all holes in Chris's work field. Please clear, heal, seal, close, and block with love and light any and all holes in my work field. Where are my spiritual teams operating from? Where are hers? Awesome. We both went up really, really quick. Let's see where we are starting. This is on a power versus force scale. We're starting at neutrality at 250, which is in the alpha range. So hopefully by the end of the session, we'll get closer to the theta range. We'll see. But I always try and measure at the beginning of a session and then measure at the end of a session. And typically when I haven't done a session for someone, there'll be some lower force energy in our field because we're these magnets that pick things up. But today I would like to clear everything that's in Chris's best and highest good for her best and highest timeline, this lifetime timeline dimension, as well as any other. I'm going to ask that if anything needs to move, shift, or clear, that it be immediately sent back to source for transmutation and light, unless it's of a lower force nature, and it's for everyone's best and highest good for it to return to the underworld to restore the balance between dark and light. Amen. And so it is. Okay. And away we go.
I just have to say that was like such a beautiful prayer, and like all the like connecting to the center of the universe and source and the earth, like that was very beautiful.
Oh, powerful. Yeah. So this is a current life on earth program. It's a challenge with your husband. Is this mental, emotional, or physical? Emotional
challenge series. With my husband.
Yes, look out.
Interesting.
I know. Let's see what's coming up. Please, it could be anything, right? Couples have stuff that goes on all the time. Please clear indifference. Please clear frustration. Yep, see? Kind of normal stuff. Please clear depression. Please clear annoyance. He did something to irritate you. Please clear anxiety.
Wow, you know, when you have a one-year-old.
Absolutely. Please clear lack of enthusiasm. Please clear uncertainty. Please clear selfish. Whoop. Do I have any boxer interference? Okay. Anything else? All right. Please clear the lifetime. Please clear the program. Please remove from the body, mind, and soul records. And please burn, branch, and seed into infinity from the point of origin as if it never was. On all levels of consciousness for Chris, please do it for this lifetime timeline dimension as well as any other. Strike it from the Akashic records. Pull it from the back of her heart. Include rebuilding your images and applications, clearing it all the way down the cellular level, erasing it from the cellular memory for all times, always. Amen. And so it is. Yeah, so you never know what's going to come up, but you're pretty brave. We're doing it right on time.
It's all good, yeah. I'm an open book.
Yeah, behavioral, antisocial behavior, please clear. Have you been out lately? Please clear.
Not with much.
Self-esteem. I know, it's like you're shut in. Clear indulgence. Excuse me, please clear blocks to responsibility. Yeah. I can tell you some of these after. I don't want to share everything out loud. Please clear self-pity. Anything else? Okay. Let's go to career and work. How about that? I'm going to go to the career and work chart next.
Sounds great.
All right. Please clear any blocks to following up. Please clear any account management issues. So there's different things that can come up in business that we look at. We'll do one archetype just so you get an idea. Ah, please clear the perfectionist inner archetype. Lots of us have that one, right? Alrighty.
Anything you can do on infertility?
Please clear mindfulness, blocks to mindfulness. Percent positive. Yes, there are things I can do. I'm getting a 90% positive that I could do, that I could work on. So maybe we should schedule time to do something apart from your show.
Yeah.
Okay. In all seriousness, so that, please clear blocks to be accountable. But yeah, I also work with one of my good friends is also one of the top fertility specialists in the country. Dr. Mary Belverde Alice, and she's amazing. She and I are putting a meditation CD together to help with that in particular issue. So yeah, if that's something that's on your heart, I'd be happy to work with you.
Yeah.
All right. So please conclude this session and finalize all details. Does her higher self agree all is complete? Does mine? Thank you so much to the divine of all that is. Thank you to all the unseen beings who are always here guiding us, loving us, and supporting us. Thank you so much for this gift of healing, the ability to share my life purpose through the power of soul intelligence. Amen. And so it is. And so in addition to taking out whatever no longer serves us, at the end of the session, I usually go back through and put in really good stuff, right, that we need. And then I also will measure where we are at the end of a session. But that kind of gives you the gist of how we flow back and forth. And I do allow people to record if they would like to record their sessions and have that. I do sessions. And then I also have practitioners who are already trained on my website that also do sessions if that's something that somebody's interested in. But my next free opportunity is usually the first Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern. And if you want information on that, you can go to my website, thesoulintelligencemethod.com.
Amazing. Thank you so much for doing that. Thanks for being such a good sport on the fly. And
no problem.
Just so listeners know how I felt at the end of that, I felt like energy coming up the back of my neck and like leaving my head and like even up my arms. Like energy felt like it was moving up. Like I felt something. So, that's and so it was cool. I feel like lighter now. Yeah. So,
well, that is like a teeny tiny taste. Typically, I spend about 45 minutes doing the energy work itself. Usually we talk for a few minutes during the session to make sure that we're focused and our energy's in alignment. And then, you know, somewhere it's usually about an hour's worth of time that I spend with someone.
Very cool. Well, I could feel a difference after 5 minutes. So if you're listening, go book a session with Christine. Go check out her books.
Yeah. My book has a lot of case studies and stories, you know, in it about people that I've helped and actually, you know, healthcare providers that I've helped and a lot of their stories. Because I think, you know, we go to healers, we go to doctors and, you know, we think they're these superhumans and they have their own stuff, right? That, you know, I'm always helping the healers heal themselves. And so it's so nice to, you know, be able to share their stories and for them to be able to help impact others in a different way.
Yeah. And then that creates even more of a ripple effect, right? Because then they're more clear and more healthy to help others. And you're touching more lives that way, even if indirectly.
So good.
So is there any like last thoughts you want to leave people with? I'm going to ask you to share your website and all that, but just, I don't know, like advice or anything you feel called to share?
Sure. Well, one of the things, you know, I think that will help people in general is being a little bit more aware of their own energy, right? Mm-hmm. You know, we're these energetic sponges. Remember, we've got this energetic field. And so things are always getting stuck in our field, whether it's ours or somebody else's. So if you feel like, wow, that doesn't feel good, that doesn't feel like mine, maybe just saying something simple like, you know, I'm asking to return this to the originator and sender. This isn't mine. You know, please send it to them, back to them, unless it's for everyone's best and highest good that it goes back to the divine. So I think it's being a little bit more aware of our energy, being a little bit more conscious about it, so that, you know, we can keep ourselves clear and keep ourselves healthy.
Beautiful. I love it. And I'm sure people want to know where they can find you and how they can connect with you. So please feel free to share. And again, let people know the title of your book too.
Oh, absolutely. I would love to. It's thesoulintelligencemethod.com. That is my website. And my book is called Healing Through Soul Intelligence. It was so funny. I had someone go, oh my gosh, you actually look like that. I go, I know, it's really me. it's, you know, so my book has a lot of stories. It has journal prompts in it as well, so that people can enjoy that. And I did put it on Audible because some people were like, you know, I feel like I'm getting a healing when I read your book. So I was encouraged to actually do it on Audible so that if that calls to you and you wanted to kind of hear it in my own voice, that it might be serve as a healing for somebody as well.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for what you're doing in the world. And, you know, the world needs more healers. So I appreciate you. And if you are listening, please send this to someone you think would benefit from it. Like, comment, share, subscribe. Let's all help lift humanity up. And have a beautiful rest of your day, everyone. I will see you next time.